Representation matters. You don't realize how important it is till you see someone who looks like me and you. Kitch Noir is out here. Plus they're black owned. Send high quality cards to show high quality love.
Hey guys, it's Sherelle here. I am the founder of awards winning, family friendly, black greeting cards and stationery brand, Kitch Noir. Welcome to the Make It Happen Affirmations podcast. Today I will be talking about the book that I have just finished reading, which was The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. I will also be discussing the new book that I have started reading, which is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I'm not that far into the book yet, but I'll be discussing what I have learned so far. And guys, it is a good one. I'll be going through the affirmation session, which I do every month, which this month is based on the February affirmation from the affirmations calendar, which I have created, which is also currently on sale right now. You can buy that from kitchnoir.com. The affirmation that we'll be focusing on for February is, my self-care is a priority, not an indulgence. I mean, come on guys. I can't wait to be declaring these beautiful statements throughout the whole of February, so I hope that you will join me. The affirmations will be focused on self-care, prioritizing yourself, and obviously working towards the goal of success. I'm just going to start off by going through some amazing things which happened for me throughout January. It starts off with the fact that I have finished my first book of the year, which was The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. It is an amazing book. I would definitely give it 5 out of 5. And I don't know if that's just because I've just started reading books and I'm like blown away by this. I have been through it again and again, and I've highlighted points that I think are absolutely vital and that I will definitely integrate into my life, and that I have already integrated into my life, and I feel like it's already made such a difference. An example of this is the fact that it is Saturday morning and I'm already dressed and up and filming this. Like, that is an amazing achievement within itself. I always like to have like a lie-in on Saturdays, but I feel like I've sort of even become addicted to this new way of life, and it just feels so rewarding to wake up that one bit earlier. Guys, I would definitely recommend that you buy this book. I'm just going to go through some key points which I took away from the book after completing it, because obviously when I had started speaking about it in the last video, I hadn't completed it yet, and I already had so many gems from it. So I'm just going to point out some amazing facts that I have taken from the book. The number one thing that I sort of covered in the last video but has really just grown on me is the point that he makes in the book, which says, your level of success will always be parallel to your level of personal development. Wow. Like, wow, seriously. So when I realized that, I was like, right, I need to focus on self, which is what we will be doing today. It is not only beneficial for our mental health and our well-being, but also for our success levels. And who doesn't want to be successful?
I do.
Definitely tip number one. Another key point that I took away from the book is something that I was already doing in my life, but this just emphasized how important it is. I'm going to read it for you because I just want to make sure that I do it absolute justice, is just how important it is to journal. Got a bit excited there. Now guys, this is something I do every single last Sunday of the month. I invite you to watch on my Instagram. I love journaling, but here in this book, it just shows you how important it is to do that. So I'm just going to read a little section from it to just show you why journaling is so vital. Writing in a journal each day, you don't have to do it every day. Like I said, I just do it, well, I just make sure that I definitely do it at the end of every month. Writing in a journal each day with a structured, strategic process allows you to direct focus on what you did accomplish, what you're grateful for, and what you're committed to doing better tomorrow. And this is exactly what I do every month. So this just reassured me that there is definitely a reason and a purpose to why I'm doing it. It's just so rewarding to do anyway, and it just made me feel like I am doing it for a point. So again, this is definitely something that I would encourage you to do. It's so motivating, and it just makes you feel better once you've done it, and it just makes you feel prepared for the next month and the goals that you want to achieve. Guys, do it. I'll actually be doing it in 2 days. So I'll be doing it on Sunday, the 30th, which is the last Sunday of this month. And basically I just set out the page. I write like different boxes for things that I'm looking forward to, things that I have achieved throughout the month, purchases that have made me feel happy. What else do I do in there? I thought I would just get my book because that's just easier instead of me trying to remember it. This is my old affirmations diary from last year, but I'm just going to pick a page. Basically, I give you a blank page to just put in your reflection throughout the month. You can do it in whatever way you want. I like to do it in different boxes and make them look really pretty, of course. So different boxes that you can fill out are joy, achievements, people, purchases, goals, and things that I'm looking forward to. I then started adding like other things, like areas that I want to improve on, goals for next month, and it just really helps me to summarize how well the month has gone and places where I need to pull up my socks. Yeah, I just set it out in different ways, and I stick like cute little things that have made me happy throughout the month. I even put photos sometimes. Well, a lot of the times I put photos. Oh, that fell out. But yes, that is something that I definitely want to continue doing. I did like a test page when I had first got the diaries samples because I was just so excited. I did a test page at the end of last year in February, at the end of February. So now I don't have space to write in February, but I might just stick something over it, I don't know. But this is what it looks like before you start writing in it. It's completely blank. It's left up to you to fill it out the way that you want to do it. Even 1 month last year, I had just written down like a summary, just a paragraph. 1 month, I even just wrote down like affirmations that I want to focus on, but it's completely blank for you to do, and that's at the end of every month. You can still purchase your affirmations diary in whichever color you want. They are currently on sale, so make sure that you go and have a look on the website. They're all designed by me and they're all available at kitchenoir.com. So that just shows you how important I find journaling and how it is definitely a part of my life and something that makes me happy every single month. I suggest you try it too. Another statement that really stuck out to me in the book is that everything, guys, is difficult before it is easy. When we realize that, it just gives us a different outlook on life. You just start to realize that not everything is going to be easy straight away. That just helps with your mindset at the start of a project or a situation that you may find yourself in. It just helps you to look at it in a completely different way and to start off knowing that you need to have thick skin before you start it. It may also help you in terms of not giving up. You knew that it was going to be hard from the start, so it just encourages you to keep on going and keep on enduring. I also loved the section where he started talking about when you start developing a new habit, it is first unbearable, then it becomes uncomfortable, and then you become unstoppable. And I love those three stages because it is so, so true. An example of this is starting to wake up early in the morning. It becomes something, well, it already is something that you don't want to do. And then when you start doing it, you continue it for about 11 days. It feels really unbearable, but then when you keep on pushing through it, it just becomes uncomfortable. It's no longer unbearable, it's just uncomfortable. And then when you push through the next 10 days and it becomes 21 days, you start to feel unstoppable, and that is just the best feeling. So yes, I would definitely give Miracle Morning a 5 out of 5. I've put the link in the description so you can definitely get yourself a copy as well. Another fantastic thing that happened is I did my vision board workshop in Brixton at the Diverse gift store. It was just I'm lost for words. It was just so good, guys. The tickets sold out, which I was so, so happy about. And everyone showed up, everyone left with a vision board, everyone left with a amazing goodie bag. And I got to speak to every single person there. Really feel like a lot of people left feeling inspired and empowered, which was the aim, and I achieved it. So that was just something that has totally made my month and made my January. If I'm doing another vision board workshop, I will definitely let you know, but you need to follow me on Instagram or sign up to my newsletter, and I will let you know when the next one will be. And the last great thing that happened in January is that I completed, finally, my Valentine's Day collection. Here they are. I'm just going to quickly talk through each one. So they're all cards that I can relate to. They're all cards that I have not seen before, and that there is a massive gap in the market for them to be there. So these cards are all based on the theme of food and my love of food. I just love food so much. If you don't like sharing food, why not share a card that's about food? The first one is inspired by the first date and just how awkward it can be when you go to a restaurant with someone you might not necessarily want to eat. So there it is there. And they're both just looking in like completely different ways. I'm still working out how to use this, guys, so I don't know how to make you see this clearer. Maybe I'll just like insert a picture, but they're both looking separate ways. And this card was also inspired by the cover of Lady and the Tramp when they're both just like eating their spaghetti. The second new card is definitely one of my favorites. It is the My Sweet Sugar Dumpling card. A man version and a woman version. This is the man one. And again, it is blank inside, so you can use it for whatever occasion you want, really. But it's just so cute, and I just love dumplings. This one is all about fritters. It's based on the statement, "You make my heart flutter," but I've used a pun, "You make my heart fritter." Get it? And then this one is all about that feeling that you get when you sit down to eat soul food with your soulmate. That could be your sister, your boyfriend, your husband, your best friend, whoever. But you can give this card to that person that gives you that warm feeling when you sit down to eat and you're both eating a dish that is just mouth-watering. So I'm glad that I finished that card collection. That is available for you on the website now, and it's just a little part of the large collection of love cards. So definitely make sure that you go and have a look at those at kitchenwild.com. So now we're going to talk about the next book that I have started reading, my book for February, which is dun, 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 Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So I ordered this book off Amazon. It was about £8, I think. And I really like how sturdy it is and that it's a hardback. And I just love the way that it looks, really. And obviously I'm using a KitchenWild bookmark. Available at kitchenwild.com. I will leave the link in this description. So I first started listening to this on YouTube. The full audio is available for some reason. I don't know if it's legal or illegal. I'm guessing it's legal, but I'll put the link in the description anyway. Basically, this is based like really back in the day. And when I started listening to it, I'm gonna be honest with you, it started telling stories about like JP Morgan, Napoleon Hill, Andrew Carnegie, all these like old guys from like way back when. It was a bit of a snooze fest for me, but maybe it's because I was like busy doing other things and the voice was a bit boring. I'm not too sure. I just started to like lose interest in what he was saying. However, when I started reading the physical copy, it just started to make more sense to me. And I guess it was just, it was read in my own voice. It didn't seem boring. It seems quite interesting. So I think that in terms of things being written like in the 1930s, I think I need myself to be reading it and not like an old guy from back in the day, because I just started to lose interest. But when I was reading it myself in my head physically and I was taking my time to read it, it started to just really sink in a bit more for me. So that would be my tip in terms of reading a book that is not in the language that you would usually, well, it was in English, but in terms of reading an old school book, basically. read it for yourself. When I started reading the book, I just love how it like sort of entices you and says, you know, this is a secret and you have to discover it for yourself. I'm not just going to plainly tell you what it is, and you must be prepared to find out what it is, and you have to be ready before you receive the secret. You may find it on the first page, you may find it in the last chapter. It just makes it so exciting and mysterious, and you just feel like, oh, I'm going to be like really smart and clever if I find it on the first page, or maybe I'll find it in the middle. Where will I find it? It just makes you feel really excited to read it and to find out exactly what the secret is. As you can see, I haven't read like that much yet, but the book does actually suggest that you only read one chapter a day, which made me feel a bit more relieved, to be honest, because it is quite a chunky book for me anyway. In order for you to absorb the message in the right way, you need to just read it quite slowly and make sure that you're highlighting, that you're taking notes, and that you're just letting things really sink in. One of the key tips that I have picked up so far is that in order to reach success, you have to be very success conscious. And this is obviously opposed to someone who is very failure conscious. And this just obviously makes so much sense to me, and hopefully to you as well. But you always have to have the goal of success in your mind. And when things come to block that or barriers come up, you have to really accept that you will reach success no matter what. That is something that I definitely highlighted and wrote down in my diary for me to always keep at the forefront of my mind. It outlines four key elements that we need to focus on in order to reach success as well. And those are faith, plans, persistence, and desire. Not in that order, but that's how I remembered it. I honestly get so excited to read this every night, and I don't know if that's just like a personal thing, but I am really intrigued by the little stories that he has given so far. One was about a little girl who was very, very persistent and ended up getting what she wanted in the end. And I just want to give a disclaimer that it does use quite old school language, which I'm guessing they would use back then. An example of this is in that story, they call the girl coloured, which is obviously very offensive right now. I assume she was a little pretty black girl like me. I tried to ignore that because I understand that the book was written like way back when these things were acceptable. The contents page outlines 13 steps towards you becoming amazing and successful. And I'm just going to read what those areas are, and I just can't wait to get into each one of them. So hopefully in the next podcast, I will be able to give you a bit of a summary on each chapter. But basically the steps are desire, faith, auto-suggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination, organized planning, which I may just have to tattoo this whole section on my back. As you know, I love organization. Decision, persistence, power of the mastermind, the mystery of sex transmutation. Wow, I just learned a new word, I guess. Well, I will learn a new word. The subconscious mind, the brain, the sixth sense, how to outwit the six ghosts of fear. Oh, and I think that that's it. As I said, I cannot wait to finish this, and I can't wait to tell you what I will give this book out of 10. I'm enjoying it so much already, so that's already a great start. Wish me luck, guys! So, with all that being said, and the fact that I have finished The Miracle Morning and I have started Think and Grow Rich, I'm going to integrate all of that into this month's affirmations. So let's start the affirmation session right now.
My self-care is a priority, not an indulgence. I am the master of my fate and the captain of my soul. I am success conscious. I am responsible for my success, happiness, and peace. I will find my goal easy to reach and not hard to do. I am unstoppable. I do what is right, not what is easy. I have given myself the gift of freedom from my fears. By changing the direction of my life, I immediately change the quality of my life. I am grateful to be alive. I have a precious human life. I will not wait to be great. I give up the need to be perfect for the opportunity to be authentic. I love who I am and who I am becoming. I have the power to change anything in my life. I will take myself to great heights. I cannot fail, I can only learn and grow. I am important. I am worthy of a great life. I deserve love. I deserve to be put first. I deserve relaxation. I always make time for me. I will continue to look after myself. My presence is a gift that shall be cherished. I release doubt and welcome courage. I will acknowledge my achievements. I give myself room to grow.
And that was the February affirmations. I hope that you enjoyed them. I hope that they were beneficial to you, and I'm wishing you a fantastic February. If you think any family or friends would enjoy that session, please do share it with them and ask them to follow this YouTube channel. If you're not already following as well, please do hit subscribe, like the video, and also feel free to leave a comment. I'm just going to give you a few things to look out for this February. Obviously, number one is the Valentine's Day card selection. As I said, there are loads more to pick from on the website. Number two is my Mother's Day collection, which will be available mid-February, so keep your eyes peeled for that. As I said, you can sign up to our newsletter, or you can follow me on Instagram or any other social media platform at Kitsch Noir. Number three, I'm currently having an organization January sale. Make sure that you head over to the website. You can get all the different colors of the diaries, you can get bundles, and you can get all the different organization tools that will help you to stay on top of your game for 2022. Number four thing to look out for is what I mentioned earlier on. It's the reflections page, which I will be doing a video of on Instagram on the last Sunday of this month. I encourage you to watch that, as I'll just be giving some tips on how you can set out your reflections page in your affirmations diary, or in any diary. But it's probably best to get the Kitsch Noir affirmations diary because it's on sale right now. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for watching. Please do subscribe and hit like. I look forward to seeing you for the next affirmations podcast and session. Bye.
representation matters. You don't realize how important it is till you see someone who looks like me and you. Kitch Noir is out here. Plus they're black owned. Send high quality cards to show high quality love.